following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, May 1st, 1977. It's Music Time in Africa. Well, hello there, friends. This is Sue Moran, welcoming you back to Music Time in Africa, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Each week, I have recordings of both traditional and popular music, vocal and instrumental selections representing the cultural and musical traditions of various countries and peoples in Africa. The music I've chosen for today comes from the West African nation of Upper Volta. I'm sure you'll enjoy the recordings, so join me now for Music Time in Africa. Among the 160 ethnic groups living in Upper Volta, some of the earliest known inhabitants, besides the Mosi, who make up about 40% of the population, are the Lobi, the Sembla, and Dian. Both the Lobi and Sembla are noted for their xylophone music, and especially for the instrument itself. Traditional musical expressions, songs and dances, all of which play an important part in their lives, are still preserved, unchanged, and performed perhaps as they were in the past for generations. The xylophones of the Lobi are famous in West Africa, chiefly because of their exceptionally large size compared to those from other West African countries like Guinea, Mali, Senegal, Gambia, or Sierra Leone. Lobi xylophones, called elong, have giant-sized gourd resonators under each wooden key, and the materials used by the expert instrument makers to manufacture the instruments usually are collected locally, probably no more than 25 or 50 miles from the maker's village. The high degree of craftsmanship of the makers has been perfected, of course, through the centuries. The secret knowledge of selecting the highest quality reverberating woods has been handed down from generation to generation, just as the art of playing is taught by the master musician to his son sitting in his lap while playing. This first recording today comes from the Lobi region of Gawa, in the southwest part of the country. It was recorded by radio Bobo Jalaso and collected by our music man Leo Sarkisian during one of his visits to that part of the country. Thank you. the xylophones of the Lobi people in southwest Upper Volta. I believe the one thing that shows the real genius of the African instrument maker is his method and knowledge of selecting the various materials that will give the best tone and resonance to whichever instrument he makes. In the case of the xylophone, besides knowing which woods are of the highest quality of reverberation, the maker has the remarkable ability of selecting certain gourd resonators, which are fastened beneath each wooden key. For as each wood slab is tuned to fit into the scale, it has to be resonated by a gourd at exactly the same frequency of vibration. The art of tuning each wooden key also requires the highest skill and craftsmanship. Notice the resonance of the xylophones in this next recording, played by the same group of Lobi musicians of the Gawa region in southwest Upper Volta.
Thank you.
Just north of Gawa, a little to the west, is the district of Diebougou, inhabited by another important ethnic group, the Dian. Very few recordings of Dian music are available or have been made. Therefore, we feel fortunate that Music Man Leo was able to collect a few good examples when he visited the southwestern part of Upper Volta. This first selection of Dian music is by a large group of young women from the village of Dolo in the Diebougou district, performing in the typical call-and-response style of singing and hand-clapping. And now, also from the Dolo village, a group of musicians playing xylophones and drums join the group of Dian women you just listened to in another festive song. Dominant in this recording is the pressure-type armpit drum, generally used as a talking drum.
Yeah.
You've listened to music of the Lobi and the Dian of Upper Volta. I mentioned earlier that the Sembla, like the Lobi, are also noted for their xylophone orchestras and their expert playing. They take part frequently in national celebrations, alongside their Lobi neighbors, and the festivities are never complete unless the Sembla are called upon to perform their most popular dance, known as Song of the Masks. You will notice in this recording that as the dance progresses, there is an increase in the tempo as the excitement of the whole affair rises to a pitch. I have time for one more selection of Sembla music by a xylophone orchestra which shows not only the virtuosity of the musicians, but also the beautiful resonant tones produced on the carefully tuned wooden keys. The sounds of the bass notes mingling with those of the tenor and alto and the tinkling of the high notes will add to the excitement of listening to a xylophone orchestra. Even the rattling of the metal bells strapped to the wrists of the players contribute to the rhythm of the dancers whirling about in the clouds of dust raised by their intricate and complex steps.
I'm going to get a little bit of a
And once again, friends, it's time to go. Today, you heard the xylophone music of the Lobi, Dian, and Sembla people of Upper Volta in West Africa. Here, I would like to say thank you to Ogre Philip Kwenu from Nairobi in Kenya, and also from Unsuka in Nigeria, to Ekong Ebieneng in the Department of Pharmacy at the University of Nigeria. Thank you so very much for your letters. I hope you enjoyed the recordings and that you'll be joining me again next week at the same time. Have a nice week. This is Sue Moran saying so long for Music Time in Africa.